Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So one of my favorite tools that I like to use is software called Evernote. Now, in full disclosure, I don't get any kind of affiliate income from this, but it's something that I've used in my business and have taught other people to use that has really changed the way that I'm able to conduct business. So Evernote, if you don't know what it is a free platform that you can use. You can get it on your cell phone, you can get it on your desktop, your tablet, what have you. And it offers you the ability to take notes, but it's so much more than that. As a matter of fact, one of the things I talk about in my speeches is something called cost avoidance versus cost abundance. And what I mean by that is a lot of people are so busy looking for free options that they grab all these different free tools. And I've done it too. I mean, I've grabbed an audio recorder, a note-taking program, a to-do list, all these different things. And I have all these different apps and I'm constantly trying to figure out, okay, where did I store this note and where did I put this and how do I get this into that? And that's the beauty of something like Evernote is Evernote allows you to have one repository of information and be able to utilize that in your business. And so what I mean by cost avoidance versus cost abundance is they offer a couple of different plans. They have a basic plan, which is free. You can go in and get it, but you can only use it, I believe, on one device at this point. But they also have something called a plus account and a premium account and a business account. The plus account being $35 a year, premium $70 a year, and business is based on multiple users and things like that. And the difference in all of them is some of the functionality. So to get started with Evernote, the first thing you have to do is figure out, okay, what is it that I want to put into this program? And I usually like to organize things based on the different things that I'm doing. So I could have a stack or a notebook for my business. I could have one for speeches that I'm giving. I could have one for books that I'm working on. I can have one for clients, ideas for this podcast. There's all different kinds of notebooks. And then what I do is I organize notebooks into stacks. So a stack is basically a collection of notebooks. And then inside each notebook, you have the ability to put in notes. So how you organize your content is really key in making Evernote work for you. So start by creating folders based on what it is that you're trying to do, and then figure out how can you logically append those so it's easier to find. So that's how it starts. Start with notebooks. Take the notebooks, assemble them into stacks, and then inside of each one of those notebooks, you can add individual notes. Now, Evernote offers you a whole bunch of really cool tools. Some are based on your phone or your watch. Like, for example, on my iWatch, I can actually take audio notes. On my phone, I can take audio notes. So an example of using something like this is, let's say you go into a meeting. Well, you can go in and jot down notes and do an audio recording at the same time. When you're finished, you can take that audio recording and you can listen to it, you can get it transcribed, you can do a whole bunch of different things with it. So as you have a repetitive meeting, you can have ongoing notes about what's happening in that meeting and you can update it. Another cool tool is something called the Web Clipper. Now the Web Clipper is actually a Chrome plugin or extension that you can use that will take actual grabs of web pages. One of the things about web pages is you can go visit it today and it could change tomorrow, but if there's something that you want to capture at the time, it will keep an archive of exactly the way it looked at the moment that you clipped it. So now you have the ability to save web pages or articles and things inside of your notebooks. So if there's something specific that you need to address or look at in a specific meeting, you now have that capability. You also have the ability to sketch out things with your finger or with a pen if you have a tablet or something like that, so you can draw notes. You can also use optical character recognition. It will actually convert that to text if you want. So if you want to do handwritten notes, you can do that as well. So there's lots of different ways to utilize capturing information and being able to put it into a searchable database of stuff. So there's lots of different uses as far as what you can do with Evernote. Some examples of the things that I do is, as I'm thinking about doing these podcasts, if I'm interviewing somebody, I can actually grab their bio and their headshot, and I could take notes as I'm working on the recording and then use that as part of the Q&A that I'm going to ask them when I'm doing the interview, or I could use it as part of the show notes. I can do a whole bunch of different things. I also use Evernote to jot down ideas for future podcasts. The idea about cost abundance versus cost avoidance is something that I had in my head. I basically typed it into a note. And as I started this podcast, I pulled that up and was able to utilize that as part of the content. So podcasts is a great way. Another way that I use it in my business is for coaching clients. So one of the things that Evernote does is it allows you to share notebooks. So as I'm working with individual clients, every time we meet, I create a new note and I put it into a notebook that is shared specifically with just that client. So only that client can see the notes. And if they want to go in and review what was talked about, they can easily log into Evernote and see exactly what we talked about. So the next time that we get together, it's kind of like their to-do list. Another way that I've used Evernote in the past is writing books. I can actually go in and organize chapters. Each one would be a note, and then start outlining each one of those notes into the chapter information that I want, and that's all sitting in one particular notebook. I can create another notebook specific to cover designs, or I could do one for interviews, or however I want to do it. So there's lots of different ways to gather information and pull it together. Now, some of the other cool features that you need to be aware of is the search capabilities inside of Evernote are so much better than, say, on your average desktop computer. So if you're looking for information, Evernote can actually dig into the notes and actually find information. You can also use it to annotate PDFs. You can use it to present. You can actually create slides and present directly from Evernote. And one of the other cool tools on the premium account, which is the $70 one, which is the one that I use, is you can actually take a picture of a business card and it will digitize that information and import that business card into a database if you want to. So now you can do OCR with business cards. So there's tons of different ways that you could use this program to help you become more organized, to help you become a better business person. So my question for you is, what areas of your business could use a little bit more organization, searchability? We as business people generally spend about a half hour a day looking for notes or looking for things around us. Just imagine if you could save a half hour a day, then amplify that by 1,000. Think of all the time that you could save in looking for information, organizing content, and getting yourself to a position where your business can be a lot more effective. So those are my tips for today, and I really hope that you can see how using a tool like this can help you maximize time with minimal effort. So if you like this, I've got another package I'd like you to be aware of. It's called my Productivity Bundle. And you can get it at theproductivitybundle.com. It's a system of videos and worksheets that helps you maximize your time. So check it out, theproductivitybundle.com. You'll love it.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.